Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. How are you?
Hey, I figured out a way to get that $50 trout drop.
Well, I thought you were going to hold the money back from that raise you got last week.
My wife found out about it.
Oh.
But I can get the money. I've got a perfect plan.
What is it?
Well, all I have to do is get Snooks on the Quiz Kids program.
Well, Daddy, do you think she's smart enough to
she's
be with those kids?
She's plenty smart. But just to be on the safe side, I'm going to send in a batch of questions myself.
Oh.
I'll rehearse her with the right answers, and it's a cinch she'll win one of those $100 prizes. See?
I see.
Well, I'm going to work on her as soon as she comes in. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, Daddy. Poor Daddy. He lives in a world of dreams.
Now, let's see. I'll pick out some hard questions so none of the other kids can answer them. Snooks is pretty bright anyway, and I guess it's in the bag.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, baby. How about a nice big kiss for Daddy?
Huh?
Why, Snooks, don't you want to give your Daddy a kiss?
No.
Oh, why not?
Because there's something fishy going on.
No, there's nothing fishy. It's true, I don't kiss you very often, but that's because you've misbehaved so much and make me angry. But tonight, I like you.
Yes?
Yes.
Why?
Well, in the first place, you haven't done anything to make me mad, have you?
Ain't I?
No. And tonight, something very important has happened that's made me consider you in a new light.
I knew it.
What?
You got another baby.
No nonsense. We haven't got another baby at all.
Why?
Why? Robespierre's still in his swaddling clothes. We haven't got room for any more babies.
Well, I'm trading ropes here.
Oh, don't be silly.
I want another baby.
No?
I want another baby.
Why are you trying to aggravate me? This is one night I don't want any fights. We've got to work together.
Why?
Well, you're going to help me get that fishing rod I want so badly.
So that's how you're going to kiss me?
Well, yes.
You must want that rod awfully bad, Daddy.
Oh, now don't talk like that.
Well, I don't like kissing anyhow. Every time Aunt Sophie comes, she kisses me.
Oh, don't you kiss her back?
No. I kiss her face.
Well, if you don't want to, I won't press you. But you will help me with this idea I've got, won't you? Oh, it's awfully simple, Snooks. Did you ever listen to the Quiz Kids?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to try and get you on that program.
Why?
Well, you'll win $100 prize money. And you'll give me $50 for my rod.
Will I?
Isn't it wonderful?
No. If I win the money, why should I give you any?
Well, it's my idea.
Then you go on it.
Oh, you must do it, Snooks. After all, you'll get $50 all to yourself.
How much will you get?
Me? Why, I'll get 52.
You'll get 52?
Yes.
Why should you get $2 more than me?
I don't get $2 more than you.
Man,
when I say I get 52, I don't mean I get 52. I mean I get 52. The two twos are different. One is two, an adverb, and the other is two, a number. You follow me?
I'm way ahead of you, Daddy.
What do I mean?
You mean you want to beat me out of $2?
Nothing of the kind.
Yes.
We'll divide the $100 evenly. Is that satisfactory?
Nope.
Well, why not?
Because I ain't going on no program.
You're scared.
No, I ain't. I just ain't smart enough.
What?
No.
You mean to tell me my child can't compete with those infantile intellects?
Yeah, I mean to tell you.
Oh, gosh. I never tell you how smart you are because I don't want you to get a swelled head. But I know you've got brains. For a child of your age, your brain is plenty old.
My teacher says it's brand new.
Oh, she did?
She says I never use it.
Oh, what does she know? Now, look. Since I've been helping you with your homework, you've been getting good marks, haven't you? Answer me. Haven't you?
Dang.
What?
Can you write your name with your eyes closed?
Well, sure I can.
Well, here, sign my report card.
Well, let me see that.
Now, close your eyes, Daddy.
Snooks, what's the meaning of all these zeros?
The meaning?
Yes, the meaning.
You mean The zeros?
I mean the zeros. Why did the teacher give you these marks?
There ain't no lower one, Jim.
I know it. Do you realize this whole report card is nothing from start to finish?
Well, there's no use worrying about nothing, is
there? Oh, sorry. Now, why should you get a zero in composition?
I don't know, Daddy. I wrote an awful good one.
Oh? What was it about?
Baseball.
And what did you write?
Rain, no game.
I see. Maybe you can explain this mark you got in oral English.
Well, I had to recite 50 words about cats.
Well?
So I said, I once lost my cat. That's 5 words, ain't it?
What did you say for the other 45?
I said, here, pushy, 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 pushy.
Well, I can see I'd better forget about my fishing rod entirely. You'll never get on that program.
Why?
This report card automatically rules you out.
Do you have to show it to them?
I mean, you're not smart enough. You probably wouldn't be able to answer your name and address.
Yes, I would, Daddy. Try me. Ask me anything.
No. Oh, and I picked out a wonderful batch of questions, too.
Ask me, Daddy.
All right. What was Louis the 14th responsible for?
Louis the 15th?
Oh, what for you? You'd better go and study. I was a fool to think you could help me.
Well, pick an easier question.
Now, just one more.
Yeah, one more.
Let's see. Now, here's one. If a baby is born on a boat flying the Spanish flag, mm-hmm. and his mother is Scotch and his father is Irish, what nationality is the baby?
Is it a boy or a girl?
It doesn't make any difference. What's the baby's nationality?
He ain't got none.
Oh, of course he has. Yeah. No matter where a baby's born, he takes the same nationality as his father or mother.
Even if he's born in the middle of the ocean?
Yes.
Well, suppose nobody was there except his aunt. Then what?
It couldn't happen.
Why?
Forget it! Just forget I ever asked you to go on the quiz program. Go on, leave me alone.
Why, you're just mad because you can't answer the question yourself.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
I can answer any question I ask. And that's more than you can do.
No, it ain't.
Well, let me see you answer one of your own questions.
All right. How does a rabbit dig a hole in the ground without leaving any dirt around it?
What's the answer?
He starts from the inside.
Inside. How does he get inside in the first place?
That's your question, Daddy. You answer it.
Oh.